The following shiur has been presented by Rav Micha Cohen, Dayan at the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Gemara, Yuma, Sechtas Yuma, Dafyon Ches, Amar Aleph. The Gemara over here mentions a little bit about the idea of Chatzitza. Chatzitza is something that's a separation between one thing and something else. And it comes up in many areas in Halacha, the concept of Chatzitza. One of the most famous areas is in the law, in different places in Halacha, where a person needs to submerge himself in a mikvah, let's say in a conversion, in a geiris, or in the laws of Taras and Mishpacha, where a woman needs to submerge herself in a mikvah, and they need to do so without anything blocking between them and what's around them. Now, our Gemara, when it talks about the idea that the Kohen is supposed to be standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash without anything in between, he says, it says a language of Shani Regal Delemasi Mevatale, that, in other words, the reason why, if he's standing on his friend's foot, that it's a chatzitza, is because the foot, you can't be Mevatale. Now, Bittul is a very important concept when it comes to chatzitza, because we find that certain items are not a problem because you want them to be there, right? If a person wants something to be on their body, so as long as it's not covering their entire body, so the wording of Rashi in a number of places is that thing is batel. It becomes part of their body. Now, something becoming batel to the body would mean that since you want it, it's not going to be a chatzitza. What I'd like to discuss is something that's even a bigger chiddush, even novelty than this regular idea of something being batel in the simple sense that you want it there and it's not a chatzitza, but even a bigger chiddush, even a bigger novelty than that, and that's the concept of Heine Revise. Heine Revise comes up in different discussions about, say, a medical device that a person needs to live on, we'll discuss for a couple minutes this concept. Generally, when it comes to laws of chatzitza, a chatzitza midoraisa, when it comes to going into a mikveh, let's say, for submerging oneself in a mikveh, midoraisa, the chatzitza is something that's on a majority of the body, and so that you don't want. What if it's something that you don't mind being there? So as long as the whole body is not covered, then it's not a chatzitza. But if the whole body is covered, even if you want it there, it's still going to be a chatzitza. But the Rabbanan, the rabbinic law says that even if it's a miut, even if it's a partially covering the body, and you don't want it there, it's a problem. And if it's covering the majority, even if you do want it there, it's still a problem. But the basic concept is that something, that even if you do want something there, it can only cover a small portion of the body, midrabanan, from the rabbinic level. Midraisa, it can cover a majority of the body, but it still can't cover the whole thing. The question is that the Gemara wants to know that when a woman goes to the mikveh for a conversion, and she has a child, she's pregnant with a child, so how does the child have a proper tefillah? How does the child have a proper conversion? The child is nowhere in the mikveh at all. It's inside the mother's womb. So the Gemara says, Heinu Revise, that because this is the environment of the child, so therefore it's considered that it had a good tefillah, it had a good immersion. The question is that even if we say the child wants the mother to be around it, right, it's not makbid on the mother, and as our Gemara says, you'll say it's a batel, you'll say it becomes part of the child, but that only helps for a majority. But if a person is usually covered by something that they don't care about, it's still going to be a problem. So why over here, even though the child is completely inside the mother, is it going to be okay? So the basic concept that seems to be is that the svara, the idea of Heine Revise, that it's an environment, would make it that it's not only when something is batel that it's not significant. What we're trying to say is that it's not going to be a barrier. It's not going to be significant. But the person still needs to have some sort of tevila. When we say something is batal, it's insignificant, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Are we saying that therefore it becomes completely part of the person? We're just saying that it's not a barrier. So it's not going to make an issue. So it would seem the following. It would seem that something that a person doesn't care about, we say it's batal in the sense that it's not going to be an issue. But it's not a really part of their body. So therefore, if their whole body is covered, then we say that there's no tevila here at all. There's, for at least part of the body, has to be uncovered from this item that you want to be there. Whereas if it's Heiner Vise, if it's its environment, right, like in the case of the fetus who's living inside the mother, it needs the mother to survive, so then the mother is actually a part of the fetus, and therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza at all, so therefore even if though the child is entirely inside the mother, it's going to be permitted. Now, this svara, this idea, is used in a certain case that the Rama brings, and the Pais can wonder if this can be applied to different medical devices. When it comes to medical devices, so the question is, the million-dollar question is, how do we define a person being mocked? But how do we define a person who doesn't want something to be there? So if something beautifies the person, if the person likes it to be there, or they don't care about it at all, right, so then that's called not makud. But things that a person really doesn't want to have, a person doesn't want to have a cast, a person doesn't want to have all these medical devices on them, but what can they do? They want to get better, so therefore they have it on them. So it's sort of like, well, you want it now because you're in this predicament, but you'd rather not be in this predicament at all. So then there's a question in the Paiskim whether that's called Makbid or not Makbid. That's a question in the Paiskim. Now, some would like to make the following argument, or really ask the following question, that if the medical device is so needed that without it, a person wouldn't be able to survive, then that should be like the case of the Ober inside the mother. And so if you had to ask this Ober, you want to be inside your mother forever? I mean, we know, Rivka was walking by, the Beis Medrash when she was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov wanted to come out, right? Esav wanted to go to the Beis of Edazara, right? So the Uber doesn't plan to stay there its whole life. But the fact that right now it needed to survive makes a part of it. So therefore, if you have a medical device, even if you're going to tell me that you're not really machped on it, you don't really care so much, I'm saying you do care about it because you'd rather not have it, but since right now you need it to survive, then you could maybe be able to say the concept of Heiner Vise. Now, the concept of Heiner Vise is the difference between Heiner Vise and a regular case of Eina Makbid would be like this. That when it comes to Eina Makbid on a medical item, that would be something that a person doesn't need to live off of, right? So let's say a person has a band-aid, a little bandage. So the person would rather not have to have the bandage at all. But now that they have a cut, they need a band-aid. So that's a question whether that's called makbid or not. But if a person is going to have a device that they need to survive on, right, and without that device, they wouldn't be alive. So even though, the person doesn't say, well, I'd rather not have a device, but now that I have a device, I'm okay with it. The person realizes that it's the only means of survival, just like the Uber, just like the child needs the mother, and therefore we say they're not makbid. The case we find is in the Paiskim is a case of brought down by the Mordechai. There was a woman who had some sort of braids in her hair, and which were apparently made by Shadim, by some supernatural force that the Mordechai describes. The Mordechai was a Rishon, and they were afraid that if she would take them out, it would be sakana, it would be endangering her life. And the Mordechai writes that she can go like that because Heiner Vise, because that's her environment, that's how she can survive and live. So according to this argument, one could say that if a person, say, has to be permanently in a certain, use a certain medical device, that would not be a chatzitza. So what if a person, you know, mildly fractures a limb? So if they could really get along without it, then you can't say Haina Ravise, because they could live without it. But what if it's completely shattered, and if without it they'll be in great danger? So then, according to some Paiskim, the Tisiliezer entertains the possibility perhaps he could go to the mikveh with this device. Now, the only question is the following, that Haina Ravise is really a natural phenomenon. The Ober naturally is inside the mother, so that's how it has to go. And the same thing would be true with the case of the Mardechai, that this supernatural power, this concern of taking out these braids, that apparently if she would take them out, she would be in some danger. That's something that occurred naturally. It's not something that she made herself. It's something that occurred naturally, however it happened. But the question is, if a person has a cast or has something like that, and they need it, but the question is, how much do they need? Does it have to be exact? The fact that it's there, the reason why it's going to be permitted is because it's their environment. But how much of that cast do they really need? Do they need an entire cast? Perhaps it's too large. So some feel that even though the situation might be considered Haina Ravise, it might be their environment, but it may be unclear as to exactly how much is necessary, so therefore some are uncomfortable with using this far with something that's not natural. And we do find a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva also about using this concept of Haina Ravise, something that's not natural. But if it would be something that naturally a person needs, and without it they couldn't survive, just like an Uber, just like a fetus inside the mother, just like the case of the Mardechai, then we could, even though the person would rather not have it at all, but because they need it to live on, then it would be called Haina Ravise. Now, another way this svar of Haina Ravise is used is also if it's the person's natural state, even though they don't need to live off of it, like the case of the Gemara, but this is just the person's normal environment. Because even though generally we say it has to do with hakpada or not hakpada, a person caring about it or not caring about it, sometimes if this is just the person's natural environment, we say that there's no issue of chatzitza either. And this point is raised of Haina Ravise, it's raised when it comes to dandruff. Dandruff is something that people probably don't want to have it, but on the other hand, it's almost impossible to stop it if a person has a bad case of dandruff. So some of the Paiskim say, it's a tshuva from the Nezer HaKadosh, from Ramesha Brown. He was a great gadol who lived in Brownsville, New York, and he wrote some great svarim on Shas and in Halacha, and he discusses this question about the dandruff, and what he brings is that there are those that say that the lice, in the old days especially, people always had lice, so people didn't want the lice. But it was just the natural state, unfortunately, of how people were. So therefore, because that's the natural state, we say, Haina Ravise, that's your environment. That's not a problem. So Moshe Rosen uses the same idea when it comes to the dandruff, that if this is the person's skin is always peeling, then even though they would rather not to be peeling, but at the end of the day, this is their state, so therefore it wouldn't be a chatzitza. So again, just to summarize, our Gemara talks about the idea of the other person's foot not being batel, not being sort of a part of being not important, and therefore it's a problem of a chatzitza. And what seemed to be there from the Gemara is that this concept of being batel is a backbone and idea of chatzitza, something being a separation. But we said there seems to be two levels in the chatzitza. One level of chatzitza is something that is just not a separation, and that if you don't care about it, then midaraisa, as long as the whole body is not covered, or midraban, as long as most of the body is not covered, then it's okay. What if the whole body is covered? Then it's for sure not okay. But then we have this next level up, which is Haina Ravise, that if it's the person's environment, so then, even if the entire person is covered, let's say like the fetus inside the mother who's having conversion, then the fact that it's their environment make it not a problem. And that might apply, like in the case of the Mordechai, where a person needs the item to survive, and that might apply to certain medical devices, because you need that, even though you would otherwise rather not have it. And it would also apply to perhaps things that are natural phenomena, that even though a person would rather not have them, but it's reality of life, like we said about the lice and the dandruff. So this is another, a different level, where Heiner Wiese becomes your environment, which becomes bottled to you, becomes part of you in a very real way, even though you may not be so happy with it being there.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.